What are you doing tonight?
Working.
What are you going to be doing afterwards?
I'll probably go for a walk, mate.
I'm not your mate. I'm not your mate. Don't call me mate. Well, I don't want to have a conversation with you. Do I look like I've got any music?
All I've got to say is turn the volume on your speaker down.
It's got nothing to do with me. It's on my speaker.
Have you some paper for you to enjoy their Sunday?
Well, I'm enjoying my Sunday until you got here.
Thank you, Zana Lee, everybody. There's a big channel on flying way out of the world. Don't threaten them with guns and intimidating. Just you wouldn't be talking to us if you didn't have any weapons on.
No.
Here come more.
You're the ones who've been
just like bikers.
You're the ones who've been threatening to us with all your weapons. That's part of the uniform, sir. All we're asking is turn the speakers down a bit.
Well, can you go and tell them to turn theirs down? I don't want to listen to them. I'm not going to make a report as loud music.
Yeah, I'm not.
Go and speak to them.
I'm not personally a fan of techno music.
And when you've spoken to them, come back and speak to us. I don't have
a speaker. No worries. Cheers.
I've got a voice. Is it mine? Does it look like it's mine?
Wood Royal Commission Mulligan Inquiry, go read it. Go figure out what your bosses are getting up to. Or maybe go back to the Freemason Lodge later on if you're at that level. And have a little combo there.
Now, and look at the photos of this
really care about
and have a look at one article today and then what else, another article later.
Don't you need to get the EPA here with a decibel meter? I don't think that's passing any decibel rating. Well, then you better go and speak to them because we can hear their music. Oh, well, there you go, that's fine. See you later. You're dismissed. You're public servants. You're a public servant.
I don't need to
work
out. You agree?
So
we need to take
a look at this one.
We've got more
authority
than you. You're
living there. And this article right here.
You're drawing.
This is titled Sex Trade So Far. It's advised that it's sexual harassment.
More harassment. You can't expose pedophilia because you're exposing their commissioners. Allegedly.
Low, I don't know our voice.
I can barely hear it. It sounds like mumble.
They've got to phone up the supervisor because they're all newbies. Look, their uniforms are all brand new. They've only been on the beat for a couple of weeks and they're trying to exert authority they don't have. And all of a sudden, someone's actually stood up to them and said, go away, you're dismissed. You know?
Yeah, I saw these guys coming up.
Since 2015, the Wood Royal Commission's happened, there's been no arrest. We're getting a bit pissed off with our kids getting raped. You know, it's just
and
it's
you
just
guys enable it. You know? Right. And you protect them.
If you keep on going, you'll go yourself.
What for?
I can afford being a public place.
Look at where you are.
Can I carry on?
2016.
Being disorderly. I'm trying to bring attention to the fact that you guys don't do your job and you don't protect pedophiles. You protect pedophiles.
You might have told to do that, but when you start disorderly in a public place, that's when we will nick it.
Well, I hear heaps of people yelling around here, but you don't do anything about it. I'm not yelling. I'm not yelling. Am I yelling?
You were yelling.
When?
Just now.
Was I?
Before you went into the coffee shop.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
Oh, you got evidence?
I'll make it.
Have you? You'll make a statement. Yes. Well, I'll get how many people to make a statement. I wasn't yelling. Okay?
I'm
going to have my say. I'm nearly 80. I bet none of these guys have got a full-time job.
He works full-time. He's got a full-time job. And I'm a full-time carer. So... I hope so.
We don't work.
As an indication, okay.
I know my back's pretty sore from working a week, mate.
In a joint safer, in 2016, female officer alleged the legs of safer in her exquisite Texas
and I'll go and order our coffee.
Yeah, hot chocolate.
The officer who filed action with the SA Employment Tribunal for sexual harassment told the industrial court that her male colleagues touched her and sent her crude messages while she was working, including one about a gluten-free penis. What a bunch of winners. It's a sobering thought to think that these are people you are supposed to call when you've been sexually assaulted or raped or subjected to domestic violence.
Australia, sadly, a compromise at the highest of levels. So having produced a set of documents to the Royal Commission, which includes, disturbingly, documents that name in one document 28 people as alleged pedophiles, includes a whole lot of prominent people, and I think to protect the discretion of the Royal Commission, I won't comment on what the Commission thought, except that they thought it was outside the terms of reference of the Royal Commission. Could you explain to me why that is so? I actually want to go to the proposition, Mr. Attorney, that we should include in the terms of reference the institution of the law. And I have documents here which the Royal Commission has seen to justify that case, and in fact every Attorney General, from Attorney General Ruddock till now, has seen some of these documents. And they are police documents, and they are very disturbing. It's not so much the secret that's the problem. It's when a group of people, such as the 28 people on this page, keep each other's secrets that the institution becomes compromised. And on this list, and I won't, there are some spectacular examples of that. People involved in hearing court cases, people, anyhow, I won't go through that. I just appeal for the thousands and thousands and thousands of people in Australia, and the Royal Commission, to its credit, is demonstrating the disgusting culture of some of our institutions. I appeal to you, for you to give consideration to cleaning up this act. I mean, the Royal Commission, the Wood Royal Commission, as you know, Mr. Attorney, was about to explore who the legal fraternity people were that used to attend Costello's, the Boy Brothel Club in Kellett Street, King's Cross. And I've actually got the list here. And a lot of them are still practicing. But the judge of the day of the Royal Commission decided it was a no-go zone. And Paddy Bergen, counsel assisting at the time, said, "We'll rise for morning tea," and they never went back to it. And I did ask the commissioner why. He said he'd deny it if ever I mention it. I think it's time to mention it in view of the good work of the Royal Commission. He said, "We've decided not to revisit that issue because the public would lose confidence in the judiciary." Because the public would lose confidence in the judiciary. I think it's time, like the churches and our other institutions, who are now facing up to the truth, I think it's time the institution of the law faced reality. In recent months, I've put a proposition to the Royal Commission into the institutional treatment of children, and it's pretty heartbreaking to see what's gone on and what's been denied for the last 50 years now being exposed as a reality. It's broken a lot of hearts. There's a former Prime Minister on this list. And it is a police document. When the police find it necessary to put a judge under surveillance, I think we've got to a point where we've got a problem. And when that surveillance is dropped because of a lack of cooperation between the AFP and the New South Wales Police, we have a problem. It's like the denial of the priests and the altar boys for 50 years. I have put forward a case which I initiated to remove a judge from the bench in New South Wales during the hearing of the case and from the bench. From the bench during the case, said to the court that he thought the law was out of date and that sex for siblings should be now legal and that it shouldn't be illegal for men to have sex with children. And I found that despicable and despising and a complete bias of display from the bench. I've tried in vain to get a federal judicial commission. And I think the treatment in the federal jurisdiction of children by some people in the jurisdiction of the Family Law Court is disgusting and a disgrace. And some of those children are a tool for attorneys in representing cases. I think it's time we gave consideration to cleaning up the Act.